The European debt crisis is now spreading to countries that hadn't been on the radar screen.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Just days after Ireland received a bailout from the European Union, the debt crisis in Europe is getting worse, not better. The U.S. is sending a top Treasury Department official across the Atlantic for talks, and there are now concerns not just about weaker European economies like Spain and Portugal, but stronger economies, too. Christopher Worth has more now from London.
Countries like Italy and even Belgium weren't considered immediate risks until just recently. Now, investors are worried even those countries might have trouble paying back their debts. And it doesn't stop there. Yields on German bonds have even risen slightly. Evidence there's even some fear over Germany, and it's the strongest economy in Europe. But to calm markets, European leaders may be trying some deja vu all over again. They're planning another round of European bank stress tests. Graham Turner of BGC Economics says that was already tried around the time that Greece was bailed out earlier this year.
Lo and behold, here we are in November, December, and some of the banks that passed the stress tests have run into trouble. So stress tests simply won't do the trick.
Turner says he isn't too excited about another financial do-over Europe may try. Reports say the European Central Bank may resort to buying up bonds, much like the U.S. Federal Reserve announced it would do last month. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Today in Washington, a Senate committee will look into bare-bones health insurance policies. These are limited plans that cover nearly 1.5 million workers here in the U.S. Today, senators will be asking whether they're too limited. Our Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale has the story.
MiniMed plans are usually offered by companies that pay low wages. They cover a limited number of doctor visits or cap maximum payouts anywhere between $1,000 to $10,000 a year. Stephen Finan of the American Cancer Society says MiniMed plans are inadequate.
They're junk plans, but they have the pretense of being real insurance when they're not.
But employers who buy MiniMed plans say they're not supposed to be comprehensive. They're a cheap alternative. And Devin Herrick at the National Center for Policy Analysis says many low-wage workers prefer limited annual payouts to high-deductible plans. Those plans only cover catastrophic illnesses.
A lot of your moderate-income workers didn't really like those because those didn't offer them quick access to day-to-day medical care.
MiniMed plans will disappear when health reform kicks in 2014. In the meantime, Congress is considering raising their minimum coverage even earlier. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are up across Europe more than 1% in London, almost 2% in Frankfurt right now. Here in the U.S., we just got a reading on jobs. The headhunting firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says in November, companies around the country announced the most layoffs in 8 months. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 46 points to close at 11,006.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Toyota is sharing technology and ideas for a better world. Learn more at toyota.com/ideas for good. By Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. And by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, working to strengthen America by empowering more young people to achieve educational success beyond high school.
I've already gotten a Groupon deal in my email inbox this morning. It's half-price Spanish cuisine and drinks at some restaurant downtown. Well, that simple business model, daily deals that are all about getting groups of people to buy something at a discount, is apparently really attractive to Google. The search giant is said to be extremely close to buying the 2-year-old website Groupon for about $6 billion. Let's bring in Henry Blodgett for more on this. He's CEO of the website Business Insider, and he joins me now here in our studio in New York. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So what does Google see in a company like Groupon?
Google sees a huge new growth engine. Google's core business, search, is starting to mature. They are looking for another business that can drive it going forward. Groupon is one of the fastest growing companies in history. $500 million in revenue in its second or third year, so they see a huge opportunity there.
Is this about being a social network like Facebook?
No, Groupon really has nothing to do with social networking. What it does is local advertising, which Google has been trying to crack. And Groupon effectively has invented a whole new form of classified advertising, which Google thinks it could now go into.
Is Google worried that one of its competitors would pick up Groupon if it didn't?
Yes, Google is often motivated by competitive fronts. But I think the main motivation here is to, again, find a new big growth engine. Google has cash coming out of its ears, so even a huge price tag like the one we're talking about here isn't that big a deal for Google.
Henry Blodgett, you were at the center of a well-documented scandal that has you now banned from the securities industry. I don't want to get into that beyond saying that you know what it's like to get it both right and wrong on tech companies. How does Google know that it's right about the valuation of this thing?
Well, there's no way that they can know that they're right. Groupon's had an incredible start. Again, $500 million in real revenue. It's not a hallucination. It's not based on eyeballs. But what you have to remember is Google has $33 billion in cash on the balance sheet. It's generating $2 billion a quarter. It can afford to make a big bet like this, even if it doesn't work.
Okay, finally, I looked and Groupon, which apparently is worth many billions of dollars, only has 3,000 employees. With all of this big growth in Silicon Valley, are we getting anything out of it in the economy if we're not getting that many jobs?
I think you have to look at it reverse. 3 years ago, Groupon didn't exist, and now it employs 3,000 people worldwide. That's pretty extraordinary. It's hard to see that in any other industry. So I think what's going on in the tech industry is actually very beneficial for both the economy psychologically and in reality.
Henry Blodgett, CEO and editor-in-chief of Business Insider, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, in New Jersey today, authorities are expected to approve the sale of the Resorts Atlantic City Casino. The casino opened in 1978 and was the first American casino to open outside of Nevada, but it was taken over by lenders last year after it stopped paying the mortgage. Word is the new owner is going to rebrand the casino with a Boardwalk Empire theme. That's the hit HBO show about Atlantic City back in the Prohibition era. I wonder if the new resorts will still serve booze. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson on Twitter, at Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Hey, you want to bet on a changing climate? Energy companies are putting big money into the next green energy thing, whatever that might be.
States now are asking themselves, my goodness, I was happy to be a leader, but I've just charged up this hill and the troops aren't behind me.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, winning and losing low carbon bets next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.